The BC Coroner's Service says 331 British Columbians died in vehicle crashes in 2023, the highest annual number in at least a decade. The data was released in a new report on July 12, which breaks down the types and locations of the crashes and how they compare to previous years. According to the Coroner's Service, the 331 deaths logged in 2023 amount to a 10% jump over the 10-year annual average of 301. The next highest years in that period were 2016 and 2018, which each saw 319 crash fatalities. In 2023, the most common victims were drivers. They made up 139 of the deaths, followed by pedestrians with 70 fatalities and passengers with a further 52. Another 40 of those killed were motorcycle or moped riders, 11 were cyclists and 3 were wheelchair users. 8 other people were commercial vehicle drivers, 1 was a commercial vehicle passenger and 7 were categorized as other. At 70 deaths, the number of pedestrians killed in 2023 was the highest it's been since at least 2013. They were at the greatest risk of death last year in November and December. All other road users were at the highest risk in July, August, and September. By sex, males were by far the most likely to die. In 2023, they made up almost 73% of overall crash fatalities. That percentage rose even higher when looking only at motorcyclist deaths, of which males made up close to 83%. Pedestrian deaths were slightly lower, with males accounting for 69%. Age also played some part in risk level in 2023. 70 of the 331 deaths in 2023 were among people aged 19 to 29, while around 50 people died in each 10-year age group between the ages of 30 and 69. Just 15 of the fatalities were among people under the age of 19 and 49 of them were among people aged 70 and up. By region, the greatest number of crash fatalities occurred in the Thompson-Cariboo-Shuswap area, 67 deaths, followed by Fraser South, 38 deaths, and the Okanagan, 30 deaths. The fewest fatalities were in Richmond, 3 deaths, on North Vancouver Island, 4 deaths, and on South Vancouver Island, 10 deaths. The Coroner's Service doesn't yet have data on the role of drugs or alcohol for 2022 or 2023, but says that between 2013 and 2021 substances were involved in 33% of deaths. That percentage rose to 43% of deaths for those aged 19 to 29, 45% of deaths for those aged 40 to 49, and 52% of deaths for those aged 30 to 39. Released on July 12, the report came out on the same day the Coroner's Service issued a safety reminder for drivers around a recent surge in fatal crashes. Between July 5 and July 14, at least 20 people were killed throughout the province. The Coroner's Service urged people to take extra care when planning trips. It said people should plan time for delays, wear seat belts, obey speed limits, and stay focused on the road ahead. Read also, BC. RCMP condemn drivers still speeding in wake of series of fatal crashes.